Alien Theater Radio, April 30th, 2009, show number 22.
I am authorized to assure you that so far there is no reasonable cause for alarm.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. This is Alien Theater Radio, and this is your host, Mark. Let's jump right in and tell you who you just heard. We're going to take care of a few little tidbit notes, and we're going to jump back into our first ever Alien Theater Radio Battle of the Bands. Yeah, it'll be fun. So who are we listening to? The opening track was by Sancho Guitar, by Sancho, S-A-N-C-H-O, and the title track was called RR. Now, there's no R in R, so I don't know if it's rest and relaxation. So I did some checking on his Yamendo site, which is originally where I found him. He also has a MySpace page, and initially I was pretty happy. And then I got even more happy because I listened to his music and went, hey, this is pretty good. One of the things that I've always said is that talent regarding music has no boundaries across this planet. Yeah, we can have countries here and countries there, and people might live across ponds and lakes and rivers and this hemisphere and that hemisphere, but in the end, when you put an instrument in their hands, it all goes away. Talent speaks for itself. One of the things that I've always been very proud of is I don't care where you come from. As long as you can produce a good quality product, i.e. music, that everybody's going to listen to and everybody's going to like, I'm going to play it. Well, we can now add, and maybe someday when I get a website for Alien Theater Radio, I'm going to have those little pushpin kind of software things running, where every time I play a different person from a different country, I put a little pushpin in, and we can kind of see, and hopefully someday maybe we could fill up the whole thing and make sure I get everybody. So if there's anybody down in Antarctica practicing, let me know. Where does Sancho come from? Well, originally I'm looking, and it's Russia, and I'm going, I don't really know their language and their alphabet, and for those of you who are familiar with it, you know what I'm talking about. There's some symbologies that people who speak English wouldn't know. So then I went to his MySpace page, Moscow. He also has it listed as the Russian Federation. So if he speaks English, congratulations to him. That means he's got two languages. If he doesn't, I won't be able to converse with him. But he speaks very well enough with his guitar. I also happened to look at his friends on MySpace. Now, I understand that there are bands out there, and then there are people who are opposing his bands. But he's got Velvet Revolver, Lenny Kravitz, System of a Down. Who else has he got? Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, that's just to name a few, and it's been randomized. Who else knows? You know, who else is following this guy? So congratulations to him for some excellent music. That brings us to our two quick points. Repeat play. One of the things we used to do at Alien Theater Radio, and we're going to continue to do. So now we've heard a song from Sancho Guitar. 3, 4, 5 shows down the road, I want to go back and play something else from him. Or if you really like what you heard and you want to hear more more music by him, please, atrfeedback@gmail.com, let me know. Remember, this is all for you guys out there, and it's all for the artists. Making that connection from the artist out to the audience in an independent fashion. So, Sancho Guitar with RR. Maybe someday we could figure out what the RR stands for. Next up, and we're going to be hitting a little classic Alien Theater Radio and a little new. When originally I sent out the emails and all the old artists, hey, I'm bringing it back. I told everybody, if you know of anybody, let me know. You know, the more people we can bring into this little quote-unquote party of ours, the better. So Dan Heyer contacted me, D-A-N and an H-Y-E-R, contacted me and said, hey, I got somebody for you. And he sent me his email, and the gentleman goes by Rastachild, R-A-S-T-A-C-H-I-L-D. And they both Dan and this gentleman, are hometown in Dallas, Texas. So I headed over to his GarageBand page, and obviously he gave me permission to podcast. Grabbed a song that sort of was near and dear to me, a hat trick, growing up watching, American hockey. And I said, you know what? We're going to have a little battle of the bands, because Dan originally asked, hey, can I be on the same show as Rastachild? So instead of me interrupting after the next song and introducing it, I'm just going to do it all right now. So we're going to start off with the new guy first. Rastachild is going to be doing Hat Trick, and then Dan Heyer is going to be doing Etude, and he spells it kind of interesting. The letter A, the number 2, apostrophe D, sort of like, second, or sort of like a contraction in English. For those of you who don't speak English for the first language, don't know what to do. But basically, it's A2, the little tick, sort of for the apostrophe, and D. hey, email me at ATRfeedback, or email these guys and say, hey, you won the Battle of the Bands, or, you know, because this is two guys, they're two friends from what I can gather. You know, it's one-ups when, you know, one-upsmanship and musicianship is always a good thing. It always makes people better. So, without further delay, oh, one more thing. For those of you, I got a couple emails. Yes, if you're watching the RSS feed through Delicious, my show notes, yes, because, you know, I have a whole month to put these shows together. Sometimes I do ahead of time. If I know this artist is going to be in this show, boom, I'll stop putting them up there. So for those of you who are watching and going, hey, I already know what's going to be on next show. Yeah, you sort of found me out. If you want to play that little game, there's an RSS feed. Every time I add another artist into the Delicious show notes, boom, you get updated and you know what's coming. Without further delay, like I said, we're going to give the new guy the chance to start off, and then we're going to go to Dan. So Rastachild with Hat Trick, followed up by Dan Heyer with Etude. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Welcome back. You are just listening to the first Alien Theater Radio Battle of the Bands. You can hear me clicking away here. First up was Rastachild with Hat Trick, coming from Dallas, Texas. He was the new guy on the block. One of the classic Alien Theater Radio artists, Dan Heyer, he came at us with Etude, A2 apostrophe D. So, in the end, we all win because what? We got great music. Moving on, one of the things that was brought up in the original Alien Theater Radio, which I never got to solve, and I'm going to solve it right now. Why don't you play keyboard? Dream Theater has keyboard. Rush used keyboard. They were progressive. Well, guess what? We're going to solve that problem right now. On my hiatus, I got to meet a gentleman at Yumendo.com, and he goes by the name of Orlando. And let me get you his full name. His name is Orlando Cici. Oh boy, hopefully I'm saying that right. C-E-C-I. And he was born in Martina Franca near Tarento City in the south of Italy. Checking off Italy. Let's see. He is an electrical engineer, so needless to say, he is near and dear to my heart, and has, for an eternity, has a passion for music. In his life, Orlando has wrote a lot of songs and instrumental music. The first was played with, I'll just say the English. In English, it's 50 Attempt. And actually, his band plays in pubs and squares and a whole bunch of other different things. On Yumendo, he has, two of his quote-unquote collections together, because I hate to call them CDs because I don't know if he've ever put them together, but you get my drift. And I'm just going to spell one of them, INTROSPEZIONI, Introspezione. I know it's probably Italian. And then there's another one which actually was my first sort of exposure to him, was CO2. We are actually going to hear track 2 from his Fantasy. Now, if you click on, so I'm going to do it right here so we can do it in real time here, that Introspezione, oh boy, I'm probably butchering the language, but I'm terribly sorry. And he goes on to say, this is my new album for the 2008 year. It is very progressive, instrumental, melodic, metal, and rock music. In English, it's named Introspections and reflects the harmonies that flying in my mind. In this music, I liberate my fantasy without limits or conical structures. And he goes on to say, and he explains this whole thing, which is awesome. But it's basically part 1 through part 6. I'm going to be playing part 2 for you. All keyboard, all supported by him. Do yourself a favor, get out there and listen to his entire piece. I'm pretty much taking, it's almost like you're taking one piece out of a four-piece movement from classical music. Yes, it stands on its own, because when you hear it, you'll realize it very much stands on its own. But you got to listen to it all together. It just sort of flows together. And I just really enjoyed this guy. And when I first played him, he was actually nice enough to cut some of his music down, which is, for an artist, must be just horrible to have somebody say, can you make your music shorter? It's just my other sports podcast, Five Speed Cassette, is only a half an hour, and some of his songs are 8 and 9 minutes, so needless to say, it would kind of take up most of the show, or a good portion of it. So, without any further delay, Orlando, off his Introspections CD, we'll call it, Fantasy Part 2. Enjoy! We'll be right back. Welcome back. That was Orlando with Fantasy Part 2. Like I said, get out there and listen to his whole thing from start to finish. Listen, just go to Yemendo. You can play the whole thing, download it, put it on your MP3 player, whatever you have, listen to it on your computer. By all means, get there. Check out your show notes. I will have a link there. Bringing up our final artist and dropping another classic artist into the Alien Theater Radio mix for today, John Klein. I have his... Can you hear that? That's right. He sent me a CD many moons ago called Instrumental Conditioning. Read a few things out of the inner sleeves. Kind of give you a little insight into his mental capacity, shall we say. Although most conveniently called instrumental rock, my music celebrates a myriad of genres and artists. Some reviewers and guitar enthusiasts, have been kind to me with comparisons to icons Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, and Eric Johnson. I love Manhattan. That, along with recognition on GarageBand and Guitar War by fellow guitarists. Finally justified practicing until fingertips bled and invoked cherished but fuzzy memories of my touring days as a young and foolish but hardy lead guitarist. Now you're sitting there going, so what does this guy do for a living? Is he a professional musician? This is where he just throws the serious curveball. Ready? Hard to believe that I am now, by day, a mild-mannered, depends who you ask and on what day, psychology professor and research scientist in the neurobiology of emotion. Remind me never to talk to this guy. He'll probably just psychoanalyze me. I've talked to him many times through email, and he seems like a really nice guy, so I don't think he's going to do anything with me. On the back of this CD, it is, let's see, it's labeled The Most Versatile Guitarist, GuitarWar.com, Best of 2004, and the song which I have picked out to play with you, play for you, I should say, an award-winning track on GarageBand.com, 2005. The song is called Wakey Wakey, and that is going to wrap up today's Alien Theater Radio. As always, support your independent artists. Get out there, see their shows, listen to their music, tell other people about it, support them financially. If you like what you're hearing, like I said, go to their shows, buy a couple of their MP3s or OGG files or whatever they're presenting. Get out there and support them in a direct fashion. Remember, right now you have a direct link right to them. Go to the show notes, go to their website, tell them, hey, I really liked it. Contact Alien Theater Radio, and I'll try to play more from that specific artist that you found very interesting. Thank you very much for listening. And that wraps up today's show. Once again, we are going to leave you with John Klein off of his Instrumental Conditioning CD with the song called Wakey Wakey. Talk to you next month. Bye. special thanks to the following artists. Intro music provided by Lee Wraith at leewraith.moonfruit.com. Background music provided by Luke Rake at lukerake.com. This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artist.
I am authorized to assure you that so far there is no reasonable cause for alarm.